So this time last year, you may have watched on television Harrogate, A Great Yorkshire Christmas, and it was all about the shop window competition of all the independent shops around the Harrogate area. And the winner of that competition and star of the show was Bejeweled in Harrogate. I'm here with Georgina. Hello, Georgina.
Hello.
Now, you are the owner and queen of Bejeweled. How long is it that you've been here in Harrogate?
We've been here in Harrogate for 10 and a half years now, would
wow,
you believe?
Oh, yeah, that's a good decade, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Now, you are part of the shop window competition every single year, and this year I have to say it is looking fantastic. We're going to go out and have a little look very shortly, but there's an extra sort of angle to your shop window this year.
A few minutes ago we received some sad news in that my husband was diagnosed with a brain tumour, and so what we wanted to do through the Christmas window this year is do something very, very positive, as well as raise awareness about brain tumours. And so our theme of driving home for Christmas has the star VW Beetle, which is a working car for
wow,
children with noise and lights, and it goes about 5 kilometres an hour with a remote. It's fabulous. So we thought it would be really, really good and positive to actually raffle the car off for the PPR Foundation, which is a locally based foundation for brain tumour research. And all the money from the raffle will go directly to the foundation, which goes to support brain tumour research at the laboratory at St James's Hospital in Leeds, which is the only brain tumour research laboratory in Yorkshire that supports that area of cancer.
Obviously, you must have had a real couple of months since your husband was diagnosed. Does it kind of bring home to you how real this can be? I think it's one of those things that you think, oh, a brain tumour will happen to somebody else, not someone I know. I imagine it's been a really hard couple of months for you.
It was a real shock, and obviously we're at the start of this journey, so we knew very, very little about brain tumour or brain tumours or brain tumour research. We knew nothing about brain tumours. They're very, very difficult to diagnose. If we hadn't pushed for certain tests, then my husband would still be walking around with a brain tumour and we wouldn't know. So it's taken nearly a year to diagnose, and that apparently is one of the issues around brain tumour research. You always think it's never going to happen to you, but today it is happening to us. But more than 30 people are diagnosed every day with a brain tumour, but it remains one of the most grossly underfunded areas of cancer research. So less than 1% of national spending on cancer research goes to brain tumour research. And yet it's one of the most significant killers of children with cancer. Also, one third of cancers spread to the brain. So if somebody has cancer, for example, breast cancer or lung cancer, one third of the cancer that spread will spread to the brain as well. So it's such a significant area that requires massive, massive support. And the PPR Foundation was founded 9 years ago by Pam Roberts, whose husband Peter sadly died of a brain tumour. And she's powering through trying to raise £1 million for brain tumour research. So whatever we can do now through our Christmas window in raising awareness and also helping to support this area of brain tumour research through the PPR Foundation would be fantastic.
And you are doing it in style. You are raising this money in style this year, Georgina. Should we go outside to the front of Bejeweled and have an actual look at your window?
Yes, of
course. Yeah? Okay,
yes.
Let's go. So heading back through Bejeweled then. If people haven't ever been to Bejeweled before, it's very much like an Aladdin's cave of jewellery and gifts and cards and clothes. It's quite magical. Right, let's go out and have a look at this window then, Georgina. Oh, wow. Look at that. Okay, I'm going to try and describe what is in this window. So round the outside, we've got some of Harrogate's key buildings. We've got Westminster Arcade. We have, of course, got Bejeweled. And right in the centre, we have a real smaller than life-size VW Beetle. Now, who is it that you think can drive this? I'm guessing it's not you or I, Georgina. It looks too small for us.
No, but it would be suitable for children, so it'd be fabulous. An amazing present for children.
So the roof kind of comes back and turns into a convertible Beetle. I'm thinking sort of a maybe 4, 5, 6 years old could go in there?
Yes, they could. I mean, what's happened with the car is that we had the roof made by the Herbie Hospital in Leeds, so it's actually detachable. It was made so we could put a Christmas tree on the top of it. So the roof will come off and then a child can then sit in there and drive that around, make lots of noise, flash the lights and have a great deal of fun.
It looks so amazing. So if people want to come by and see it, then Bejeweled, you are just towards the bottom of Parliament Street, just opposite the Turkish Baths in Harrogate. If people want a chance to win this car, tell me how they go about it, Georgina.
Well, we have raffle tickets in the shop, so if people would like to come in the shop, they can get the raffle tickets here. They're £3 each. Also, if people can't get into the shop, they can donate via our Bejeweled Just Giving page and just leave us a message to say they want to enter the raffle and we'll enter the raffle for them.
Okay, and I presume you're on all the usual website, Facebook, all that lot?
Yes, it's on our Facebook and all across our social media as well, so people can actually have a look at the car and see if they can't come to the window and see it for themselves.
You do need to see it. It's very, very impressive. Well, Georgina, thank you so much. Good luck with being back on television this weekend, because I know that the Harrogate A Great Yorkshire Christmas is getting a rerun at, I think it's 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So well done. And a really smashing way to be raising money for a charity that's very dear to you at the moment. So well done and thank you.
Thank you so much, Beth. Thank you.